In-Universe Shitposting. Written by Nevertheless Turtle. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, G. Category, Jen. Broke. Jedi are cold, disconnected space monks. Woke. Jedi are hippie sluts with no sense of modesty who just like to fuck with the wider galaxy. Response. This reads like an in-universe shitposting where you're gonna get. Response. Reblog from Twi'lek Girl in a Human World. But for real, though, they sluts literally just watched a Jedi make out with High Priestess on a balcony, and now we all have the day off, LMAO. Reblog from Vintage Speeder Aesthetic. Yeah, this just gave me severe psychic damage because the only Jedi I know about is that ancient little green dude who apparently saved my grandparents' neighbor's best friend one time, so my parents have to point him out whenever they're on the news. So thanks, I hate this. Reblog from Lothcat Skysong. The robes are for easy access. Reblog from Rody Rodian. Jedi are literally armed, unregulated enforcers of a corrupt government, and if you want to fetishize them to make yourself feel like you're not living in a dystopia, honestly, that's valid. Have a good day. Reblog from NotADruid77. Okay, so I just called a Jedi outreach center and asked if Jedi could be sluts, or if that was illegal. And there was a long pause, and they sighed and said, "Is this about a shirtless Nautilan? Or an auburn-haired human?" And then I panicked and closed the comlink, because I didn't think I was talking to a real person, so can confirm there are at least two Jedi sluts. And also, unrelated, does anyone have any suggestions for changing your identity so Jedi can't track you down? Reblog from Mando Milkmaid. Wait, there are Jedi outreach centers? Reblog from Mrs. Snail Racing. Average Jedi sleeps with 1,000 beings a year. Factoid, actually just statistical error. Average Jedi sleeps with 0 beings per year. Redhead human who lives in Pleasure Palace and sleeps with over 10,000 beings per day is an outlier and should not have been counted. Reblog from Filk Moons. You know these are real people, right? Like, these are actual sentient beings from an actual religious order that you're talking about? Like they're bad holofilm characters? Reblog from Princess Senator Nerf Herder. At Filk Moons. Thank you. Thank you. This. Reblog from I was a spaceship once. Alrighty, no one's going to believe this, but I swear I live on Coruscant, and sometimes this one Kifar Jedi stops in my shop. Not telling you what shop because Holonet creeps, sorry. And he's got a sense of humor, and I finally worked up the courage to casually say, "Oh, haha, I learned about Jedi outreach centers in the wildest way." And he was like, "Oh, really? How?" And I don't know, I decided to risk it all. And I showed him the thread and he burst out laughing. Like, there was a Jedi laugh crying in my shop. People were staring. I was relieved at first, but started getting nervous. Eventually he stopped and legit swear to all the Karkin gods, this is what he told me. OP is woke, and also right, but some are really committed to the modest vibe because it's unfortunately necessary for them to be treated seriously in the workplace. So if my friends didn't want people to talk about them like bad HoloFilm characters, then they shouldn't act like bad HoloFilm characters, so it's fine. Please tell, Not a Droid and Mrs. Snail Racing that they just made my whole year. Also, you can tell everyone that official Jedi doctrine teaches that all sluts should be treated with respect and dignity, Jedi or not. And then he left, and I'm still shaken, and I don't know if I want to be him or criff him, but I feel more optimistic about my chances of the second than I ever have in my life. So thank you to everyone. Great thread. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!